107.3, Josh with you, and Shane Claiborne, of course, speaker. Shane, what else are you? You're an author, you're a speaker, you're a co-founder of The Simple Way, amazing guy. How else would you describe yourself?
I'm a recovering sinner. don't make me look too glamorous.
I love that title. That's good, mate. I've read the book, The Irresistible Revolution. I'm a big fan, and I really love the story about how you just went over to Baghdad. Would you tell us quickly about your experience in Baghdad?
Absolutely. You know, for me, a lot of the questions around nonviolent were new as a Christian. Like I grew up in the South, down here in the Bible Belt, and my dad was in Vietnam, and I really grew up with a very nationalistic, militaristic sort of triumph. Christianity. But it's when I came in, I began living in the inner city that these questions arose, because we're trying to teach kids not to hurt each other, you know? And Dr. Martin Luther King said so well, "I've told the kids in the ghettos that violence won't solve their problems, but then they ask me, why does our government use massive doses of violence to try to bring about the change it wants to see in the world?" And I knew that I could no longer speak against the violence of the ghettos without also speaking against the violence of my government. And so as I really started to think about what it means to be a peacemaker, as Jesus says, "Blessed are the peacemakers," I began to really meditate on the cross. And it's unmistakable what love looks like when it stares evil in the face, and when we look at Jesus, and it says, "Forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." It's this radical, radical grace, and what I see in Jesus is this message that there is something worth dying for, but there's nothing worth killing for. So I went over to Iraq to try to be one little embodiment of love and grace in the middle of really confusing times, sort of to say, "I love you, God loves you. No matter what my government does to your government, we will be with you through this." And I saw some of the most horrific things I've ever seen. I saw folks that were hit with bombs. I was there living in Baghdad during the bombing, and we worked in hospitals. We saw so many terrible things, but we also caught this incredible image of hope from the Iraqi people and from the Iraqi church. There was this one moment in the middle of the bombing where we were in a worship service, and the bishop led us through this service, and we sang Amazing Grace in Arabic. It was beautiful. And then they led us to the cross, and they said, "This cross doesn't make any sense to the wisdom of the world, but it's the scandal of grace, the foolishness of the cross, that is the center of our faith." And I was so moved in this worship service that I was just weeping, and I ended up talking to one of the bishops, and I said, "I cannot believe that there's so many Christians in Iraq. I mean, I'm meeting Christians everywhere, incredible, beautiful embodiments of the body of Christ." And he looked at me, and he said, you can't believe there's Christians in Iraq." And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, this is where it all started." And he said, "That's the Tigris River, and that's the Euphrates. Have you heard of them?" And he goes, "This is where it all began. You didn't invent Christianity in America. You only domesticated it." Oh. And then he said, "You go back and you tell the church in the United States that we are praying for them to be the church, to be the body of Christ, and embody the same love and radical grace that Jesus showed us."
And so, talking about the church in America, your the second book you've written is on that topic. You're voting Jesus for president.
That's right. In one sense, we think it's as radical to say Jesus is our commander-in-chief today as it was to say Jesus is our Savior or Lord 2,000 years ago. And the politics of Jesus are absolutely nuts. Here's your security plan. If you want to find your life, lose it. Love your enemies. Blessed are the poor. I mean, it may not win a national election, but one of the sections in the book is about the Amish. And we share the story of how the Amish encountered the terrible act of violence in their school. And you may remember this. A shooter, a deranged madman, came in and killed a bunch of their kids and then shot himself. But what the Amish did was absolutely beautiful. They went to the murderer's family and they began to embrace them with love and say, "Is there anything that we can do for you?" They began to create scholarships for the children of the one who shot their kid. As time went on, the funeral came for the murderer, and the Amish families went to his funeral and grieved the loss of their kids and the loss of his life. And in it all, it just fascinated the world with grace. So we have a section of the book called Amish for Homeland Security. we say, what would the world look like, you know, if we really took the message of Jesus seriously?
Shane, that's amazing, mate. We've got Shane Claiborne, author, speaker from America, talking to me on the phone. And hopefully for the rest of the week, Shane, you're okay with that?
Yeah, he's so excited.